This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Fall is beautiful. Have I told you that before? Every week for the last 6 weeks, Petey. Anyway, fall is beautiful in southern Arizona. I love the cool, clear, starlit nights. I'm usually asleep by 9 o'clock at night, but we'll wander out into the night to see what our dogs are barking about. You know, thank goodness nighttime snake season is over, and I don't need to go outside at all hours of darkness to see what sort of snake Farley is warning us about. Fall is daytime snake season. Hallelujah. But sometimes at 2 or 3 in the morning, choo-choo barks. A bark here, a bark there. Whoa! And a little few seconds later, whoa! A bark, you know, that I've come to think of this type of her barking as her preemptive bark. She's making sure everybody knows she's on duty. A pat on the head and a good dog, go to bed. And all is fine. A few hours later, and the day starts at dawn. Poultry comes to life. A Delaware hen that I can never seem to catch and put away walks under our bedroom window, talking to God knows who, but a low bawk, 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 as she pecks and scratches her way past. Our rooster, Senor Rojo, crows from the coop, and I crawl out of bed. I do some chicken imitations, which impress Ms. Mesquite, and go make coffee. If it's a work day at home, I make a checklist, a to-do list, so long it will be impossible to finish. Sometimes if I complete something that wasn't even on that list, I'll write it down so I can check it off. On some days, well, most every day, to clear my brain, the dogs and I will walk in the gallery of trees that line the banks of the Ojolote. We look for tarantula holes or wolf spider holes, re-inspired to find those by the book A Field Guide to Desert Holes by Pinal Merlin. A recent gift, this book, a recent gift of Ms. Mesquite for my birthday. I had an older copy, but it had disappeared, so now I have the revised edition. Pinal Merlin is a local and wonderful naturalist, and this book of holes or indentations is marvelous. So the dogs and I go out our front gate. They shoot off to make their own holes, and I watch the ground for pottery shards and tracks or cool holes. Grasses are drying up. Needle grama seed pokes my shoelaces and pant cuffs. The stands of Rothrock grama are fading. Tiny curved eyelashes go from maroon to yellow. The woody and tall-stemmed Viguaria cordifolia blooms bright yellow daisy flowers atop those stems. Sometimes on those walks, I'll hear the loud chirp of a rock squirrel and know that Choo-Choo and Farley have chased up into a favorite hollow ash tree, chased a rock squirrel. It chirps away from inside the tree, and the dogs dare it to come out. A certain group of emery oaks always hide a barn owl or two, and Choo-Choo runs after them as they fly out and lace their way through the crowns of ash and sycamore and oaks. I swear, if Choo-Choo had wings, she'd rule the grassland. So not only telling our chickens and turkeys and cats what they can do, but ravens and owls and red-tailed hawks too. A scraggly plant with beautiful blooms is found along the banks of that dry creek bed, and out into the grassland as well. Mentzelia or blazing star, or better yet, stick leaf. The leaves and stems are covered with fine hairs, hooked hairs. So think Velcro, and your pant legs bring back parts of Mentzelia, bring back parts to your home with you. The gorgeous yellow flowers open in the afternoon, and native bees know to visit them then. And if you look closely at the flower, and why wouldn't you, you'll see it has many stamens, and some are splayed out and look like petals. Is that cool? Making the flower look like it has 10 petals, but no, 5 petals, and some decorative stamen to pull in or attract a native pollinator or two. Mentzelia is named after a 17th century German botanist, Christian Menzel. The species Pumila means it's a dwarf. Mentzelia pumila is found all over the state, no doubt mingling with the other 9 species of Mentzelia, because it's found from 100 feet to 8,000 feet in elevation, and of course all up and down the banks of the Ojolote, where a local man with dogs reminds himself that the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.